News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Sleep divorce. This is where you decide that you are no longer sharing a room with your partner because they are unsleepable with. This may be the answer to a happy marriage. So says Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist who has been writing on this topic. Niamh, what is it about the notion of sleep divorce that attracts you?
Well, I think anybody who has the misfortune of sleeping next to a snoring partner will have considered a sleep divorce. And it's not really as radical as it sounds. I think really it is a sanity saver. I think it will improve your overall health and well-being. And I think it would probably improve your relationship because you're both going to get a good night's sleep. The person who snores isn't going to get like elbowed in the ribs, you know, all through the night. And the person who has to listen to the snoring might actually get some sleep. So all round, I think it's a win-win.
Do you not lose the intimacy that is meant to be at the heart of marriage?
I suppose there is a bit of a trade-off there, but I think the older you get, the more you realise that sleep trumps almost everything. And I'm sure there are ways around reconnecting, you know, with intimacy. And there are definitely things that you can do there to, you know, keep the spark alive. But I do think you're not going to want to even consider that if you're sleeping next to a snoring partner. I mean, literally, I say sleeping, you're actually lying awake, listening to your partner, getting probably the sleep of their life. You know, they'll wake up and say, oh, I slept like a log last night. And you're like, no, you slept like the chainsaw cutting down the log. You didn't actually sleep like a log. You know, and in some cases, not in my partner's case, but in some cases, this isn't just snoring. It can be sleep apnea, which is actually very, very dangerous for a person's heart health and should really be checked out. So snoring isn't always a laughing matter. It can be quite serious.
Are you going straight to the nuclear option? If it is, even if it isn't sleep apnea, but snoring, a sleep apnea machine might be able to open up their airways. You could go with earplugs and still remain in the same room.
Possibly. We have done a lot of things. So we have tried like the anti-snoring pillows and sort of nose widening strips. We've tried nasal sprays. I wear heavy duty earplugs. We kind of stagger our bedtimes, things like that. But unfortunately, I still hear the old rusty chainsaw through my earplugs. And I still have to dig my husband in the ribs, who is probably, you know, fast asleep, having a lovely sleep, and there I am trying to tell him to roll on his side. So I mean, a sleep divorce I think would be fantastic, but the big problem is we don't have the space in our house. We live in a 3-bedroom house. We have 2 children who now need their own bedrooms, so we don't have the space for a sleep divorce. So I can't have one, even though I want one.
The sacrifices we make for happy marriages. Niamh, thank you very much for coming on. Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.